Today on the 1 Minute Mortgage Show, I want to talk a little bit about market conditions and setting proper expectations for buyers. I think realtors would really appreciate this episode. Guys, it's not 2010 or 2013 anymore. What I mean by that is you cannot get $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 off the list price unless something's wrong with the home or the home is significantly overpriced. I'm seeing a lot more of buyers who have been out of the industry or out of the lending game. You know, they haven't bought a home since 1995, and they're coming into the marketplace and offering $20,000, $30,000 less than list price. This is not going to work. You're wasting everyone's time. It is truly a seller's market right now. The inventory is extremely low on the west coast of Florida and in most counties. And what you're seeing is it's really a seller's market. They're going to command top dollar. You'll potentially be in a multiple bidding situation. So just understand each deal is different and each seller's motivation is different. But for the most part, if a home just hit the market, you're not going to be able to get $20,000, $30,000 off the list price. And with that being said, you have to ask yourself, what's most important to you? Do you want to keep cash in your pocket or do you want the best overall deal? And what I mean by that is if you get 10 grand off the sales price, congratulations, that's awesome. But don't expect the seller to pay your closing costs. Again, it's not 2010 anymore. They're paying your realtor, they're paying their realtor. That's already 6% off the transaction they're already losing. If you get another 10 grand off the list price, congratulations, you just got a pretty good deal. But you cannot ask the seller to pay your closing costs. You have to ask what's important to you. Go in at list price, maybe get the seller to pay 2 or 3% of your closing cost. Or if it's a hot property and it just hit the market today, you probably don't want to ask for anything. And you might even want to go a tad above list price to hopefully ensure you get the property because you might be in a multiple offer situation the first day it hits the market. So one of the things I pride myself on is being available to my buyer 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So that way you can get your offer in after hours. You can get your offer in on a weekend when bankers who represent buyers sometimes, they're 9 to 5, 5 days a week. So I see my buyers competitively get an upper hand and an advantage in the marketplace. So again, today's 1 Minute Mortgage Show is primarily just based off of understand the market, understand it's not 2010 anymore. Wake up, it's a seller's market, and nothing's more frustrating to a realtor and a loan officer when you sit there and write 8 pre-approval letters and none of the offers get accepted because the buyer still is lowballing 8 deals in. So trust your realtor partner. They're licensed, seasoned professionals who know what they're doing, and take their advice and get the best deal possible. Thanks. This has been another 1 Minute Mortgage Show.